Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Gorgeous gossip this week, sibling rivalry.
Does anything that mean you can do, I can do better.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah.
I can do anything better than you.
Rings a bell or two.
Yeah. I still feel it towards, I am quite competitive, are you?
I am.
Well, we'll go into that later. We've also got a psychotherapist on who will tell us the good benefits. There are some benefits, apparently, to sibling rivalries. So we'll find those out.
We'll find out what those are.
Exactly. I need to know now. So what's going on this week? Who's author of the week, Donna?
Author of the week is the fabulous Lucinda Riley with her book Midnight Rose, which is a tome, a very satisfying tome. It's a long book, but it does, and it covers generations, etc.
Oh, it's a saga.
It starts in the late 1800s in India. Oh. And it's so beautifully researched and, you know, sort of seamlessly unfolds for you. It really is quite magical. And she threads it through, you know, to modern day very seamlessly. And it had some real resonances for her. There were some things that came out in her life that's very connected to these places. So it was really kind of amazing.
So it's a fascinating interview. Mm.
And we had a little old drink at the Savoy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, made it even better. Loved
Fabulous.
Her.
Fabulous. So she sounds a good person.
Yes, yes.
And then we've got our new gorgeous travel correspondent, Sarah Tucker, who's going to be coming on at least once a month or twice a month. And she's talking about, she went to Antarctica at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So it's all about her, you know, the penguins, the icebergs, describing it, how to get there. She went via Buenos Aires and she talks about that. And then also, then she went to Malta for New Year.
Great.
Which is a little island in the middle of, you know, the Mediterranean, very near Africa. So she's got, so that's two quite diverse places, and she's going to tell us about that. Now, let's go back to the gorgeous gossip. Sibling rivalry. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and one sister.
Where are you in the position?
The bottom. The bottom of the heap. In some ways.
Okay, so did they dominate you?
Yeah. When I was little,
yeah.
Although since I was considered the sensible one, I was put in charge when they, you know, on the odd occasion when they went out to the opera or something, which was more stressful and, you know, horrifying than...
So did you become the sensible one because they were quite wild, or did your mum just name you the sensible one? Or were you sensible,
Well,
Donna?
I was quite sensible.
You listen to them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I grew up, you know, I just thought my family was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I grew up, you know, eagerly believing everything they said and, you know, wanting very incredibly eager to please. So putting somebody who's very eager to please in charge is kind of dumb, because obviously I'm eager to please those two as well. You know, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want them getting in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble with them. I don't want to get in trouble because of them. I remember this ugly shower curtain incident, but never mind. Too bleak to talk about. Okay. I think I was put in charge because their sibling rivalry was even worse than mine with theirs.
So give me some instances of them.
I do remember an instance when my sister was chasing my brother around. He had wound her up something awful. And there was this epic chase that went... a ping pong paddle was winged and dented the wall, you know, around the ping pong table. Then it went outside. It went around the backyard. There was a log thrown from the cherry tree log pile. Yeah. There was, you know, it was one of these epic battles. Yeah. Yes.
And then you must have been quite shocked and taken it all in because you were younger and, yeah.
I was always happy if it didn't come my way.
Yeah.
I had plenty come my way.
I'm one of four girls.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm number two. And number one was the good one. Mm. So if you're number one's a good one, what's number two?
Bad as they come. The bad seed.
And then my other sister, we're Irish twins.
Oh, right.
In other words, 12 months apart.
One on the heels of the other,
as it were.
Exactly.
And she was prettier than me, cuter than me. She learnt to ride.
So said who?
Well, everyone, you know, flocked around her because she was cute. And petite. And I was bigger and I always had a fat stomach and I had buck teeth. Don't laugh.
Poor little old ugly Josephine. Yeah,
little old ugly Josephine. And she learnt to ride a bicycle before me. She learnt to swim before me. She was brighter than me. She had more friends than me. And she was a year below me.
Oh, ouch.
So it was like having a twin. We were twins and I was the... And we were dressed in the same clothes.
Oh, God.
We shared a room. We were twins, but I was a year older and I was the dunce. So it really did my self-esteem.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
It did my self-esteem no good. Oh. But she can tell you that I tortured her. She remembers completely differently. She says that I was cruel, torturous. But I was probably cruel and torturous because...
You admit you were cruel and torturous.
Probably.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I was cruel and torturous. Apparently I just say, imagine eating dog dirt and things like that.
Oh, you got the imagine in there? Yeah. Wow.
Didn't make her itch.
Well, lucky old you.
But the great thing about being young and being, you know, four girls was a lot of role play, a lot of fantasy games. And also my way of relieving my stress was to dress up in clothes and dance and sing to songs. You know, so that was the start of my performing career. And we had we loved The Sound of Music. We lived our lives as we were in The Sound of Music all the time. We invented a group called the Da Vinci Family. We made passports. We were a singing group. You know, we literally.
How fun.
Yeah. So all my life, it was always pretending to be in films, in cinema, you know.
And having a happy family.
Yeah, and having a happy family. And, but we have interviewed someone today, and we're just about to hear her, who says that this relationship, the fantasy relationship, could have helped the sibling rivalry. Here we go. Thank you so much, Corinne, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And if you want to contact Corinne, if you go to our website, all her details are there. So, Donna, are we rivals?
We're competitive. I don't know, you know, I don't know. Torturing your younger siblings, is that sibling rivalry? Is that just being older and, you know...
That's just masochism.
Yeah, well, or just, you know, the older not wanting to be associated with the younger, you know, because the younger kids get lumped in there. I don't know. Anyway, are you and I competitive? Yes.
Yeah.
Are we rivals? I'd say no.
No, we're not. No.
We're co-conspirators.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Let's keep it up on Radio Gorgeous.
Let's keep that fantasy going.
Yay! This is a Radio Gorgeous production. Radio Gorgeous 2014. Follow us on Twitter, Radio_Gorgeous. Bye.
Bye-bye.